By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is back at the White House after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. The president made the trip over the objections of the state governor, Tony Evers, who said it would only delay the healing his state's people need to undertake. The president toured destruction left by rioters in Kenosha, declaring it was enabled by Democratic leaders. Trump also pledged $1 million to help the Kenosha police and an additional $4 million to help small businesses damaged or destroyed. Supporters of President Trump clashed with protesters, but there were no immediate reports of arrest. On Monday, President Trump defended a teenage supporter accused of fatally shooting 2 men at a demonstration in Kenosha last week, and accused Democrat Joe Biden of siding with rioters in the unrest. Election Day is 9 weeks away here in the U.S., and former President Joe Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling. But surveys show the race has narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. The U.S. decides the presidency through an indirect form of democracy, not by the national popular vote, but in the Electoral College, where the winner in each state receives all of the state's electoral votes. Each state's number of electoral votes is based on its population. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other 3 times, once later in September this month, and twice in October. Vice President Pence and Democrat Senator Kamala Harris are to debate once in early October. Via remote, this is VOA News.